We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Nun. This on Daf Rish Dalet Amud Aleph, Siv Beis. The halacha of someone sticking out his head and majority of his body from one domain to another domain. Says Mechabelu Yamet Adam Rishus Harabim. A person should not stand in the street, let's say, the Rishus Harabim Yishtein or Yorik, and then to urinate or to spit Rishus HaYochid into a private property. Or you becarmelus onto a carmelus. Or you put the other way around, stand, let's say, in the carmelus and to urinate into the street, or spit. Even if he's sticking out his mouth or his male organ outside, that's still not okay. Says Mishmur Sifkan test. A person should not stand in the Mishmur Sarab, but yashna yark vahulu and urinate or spit into a different domain. The master might say, Shasna yahirek magufa, because this that he excretes the urine or the spit from his body, the mikraku, that's called the uprooting, the picking up. The imhish noirok, and now if he urinates or he spits, chayv chatis. The machshavta should talk is because his thought that he needs to do this much when the makim equates it as being in a place. It's like as if he picked it up from a place where it's resting in four tefachim, and you put it down in another domain, sivkot yud, oy bekarmelis, or to spit or to urinate it through a karmelis. Because the keeping the mishnah l'shoshos or is derived since going from one domain to another domain is a biblical prohibition. Memela b'karmelis nami also kabban medrabanan. So they were going into a karmelis at least rabbinically forbidden. But in same thing is in hishnei rok b'shosarama b'karmelis. Same thing is of let's say urinate or spit in the street of a karmelis b'richik arba amis where it went dalan amis is del yirav. But that would also be an akira and anocha, which would be the iser sivkot nyodalos. And even if he sticks out piva masal l'chutz, his mouth and his male organ is outside in the next domain, still not okay. Why? We don't go based on the place where the urine is coming out from, where your male organ's already in that domain, so it's not going from one domain to another domain. No. We're going where the urine comes from. That's your body, your digestive tracts, which is in a different domain. So to by the mouth. We don't go based on the mouth, which is spitting it, but rather the body, which is in that other domain. It's as if one carried from one domain to another domain. Now, the word of Shulchan Aruch sounds to be karmelis nami aser. That this is problematic, even in the karmelis. Even if he's sticking his mouth and his male organ outside, since this whole halacha that we're saying it's forbidden from one domain to another domain by biblical domain, tirak mitam, this only from the reason of sveika. As a doubt, a dasaka gemar b'teker, because the gemar actually comes out with a taker as a dirshu for brings the gemar, but he is not sure. If you're standing with shasa yachid and your male organ is in shasa rab and you urinate in shasa rab, do we go based on the akira, which is from your body, which is shasa yachid, or where it's coming out from, which your the part of the body that's excreting it is already in shasa rab? In other words, if what this urine is coming out of the body, is that coming considered akira even though it's still in the body? That's the case, that cure is from Mishos Yachud, or that cure goes based on where it comes out in the body. That's the case, then also that cure is from Mishos Ram, so it's not from Mishos Lashos. So the Bible going right, since the suffix, one could be leaning regarding a karmelis that the Isser in the karmelis is only itself a Rabbanah. Similar how the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk in the Siman Shin Gimel regarding the Gemara Shaila regarding a woman that has to take out a nut for her son, did they permit her to wear it like in the garment? Because it looks like being deceptive to carry it out, since there's suffolk, it's forbidden for it to carry it to Shazam, but it is permitted for it to carry it to Kamalus with the Islam Rabbanan. So says the Mishnah refer, he says, yes, Lon Lahakub is ever Kamalus. So therefore, that's what the Bilna Gaon writes. We could be lenient regarding this by Kamalus, to Svegit Rabbanan, because it's only a doubt of a Rabbanan. Okay, in Shabbazga Shachan Arak, someone had the Shachan Arak passing, making Ainz, someone the Elbus, Mishin Gimel, Sivchav Gimel, Ain Shamuk over there. Siv Gimel, Ruka, Yeshanit Lashmi Piv. This happens very often. Someone's walking the street and the spit is detached from his mouth. That's like ready to be spit out. Yesh bishamet. Now those who say shlo yelach arba amos b'shoshes ramat she'erik, you should not be walking for amos in the street until you spit it. Says mishbur sevkon yud beis muchel lazark. It's ready to be spit out. I'm bel rabbi shakaz of the davka kishuvik kifarn this hapach arek b'piv. It's like ready got turned over the spit in his mouth. By melatzis you go. Yep, that ready to be spit out. Which the shartzin ois yud says. Now we're going to kichai, which is the moisture that comes out of the body from a person that's not healthy, like phlegm, even though it's not even the sapach, even though you didn't turn it over, that's already us, says the Prima Gadol. But if you're talking about regular spit that just gathered in the mouth, ready to go out, sivko and yud gimel, yesh misha'im, those who say, you can't walk dalai lama until you spit it out. Now, Avagav the Machab Kasav Yesh Mishama says Mishmur, although he writes that those who say Ein Lozim is that one should not move from this halacha. She can dash Kamer Shem because that's the opinion. Many Mishem says the Yerabba look over there. Sivka Yudal that Shelo Yel Charba Amos not to walk the Alan Amos until you spit it out. More than Simiyah Shelo Yel Chaz Mishosal Shosach Yerik. You should not walk into a private domain. Let's say walk into the house until you spit it out. But Tamachol, the reason why all this is given to the Mishnah because it's ready to be spit out. Masay who it's a load and therefore you're carrying it. It's not considered part of your body. And therefore, it would be a prohibition to be walking with it in your mouth. Simishon and Aleph. Did a Moshe Yodel Tziner. Someone stretched out his hand to a pipe, Rishos Rabim, into a, in the Rishos Rabim, Lishlis to drink. There's one paragraph. It says, Mechab, Sev Aleph. Lo Yamar Od Rishos Rabim, a person shall not stand in the street. We'll call it a street, or a street, whatever, Rishos Rabim. Mechab Yodel Meschila, and connect his hand to a gutter. Which is a long pipe, that's placed to the length of the roof, that's with the three handbreadths close to the roof, so that he could go and receive the water from it. Like you see the dish as the picture number one. See the guy is in Rosh Hashanah. He sticks out his hand. He wants to get the water from these pipes, the gutter that's flowing from the house. These pipes is within three tefachim. Because says the Mechabesh, since the gutter is within three tefachim of the roof, chashav gagag has a halacha like the roof. Ah, also there it's aser. Beinim hu lemal masar lemat masar, whether it's above 10 tefachim or beneath 10 tefachim. But you'll allowed to catch from the ear spaces. Dirshu 2 brings the picture. See the guy's hand is lower down. Even if his hand is within 3 tefachim of the gutter, but as long as it's not connected to the gutter. Says the Mechaber further, if the gutter was protruding 3 tefachim from the roof, you see the picture showing you that it's away from the house, it's sticking out. You see, like it in the ink, it's showing you sticking out more than 3 tefachim on the roof. Oh, v'chein stump tzinu shabel shloish or any pipe that sticks out more or further away 3 tefachim. Then yochel as a ketun gam and beis l'chab yot alem. Then he can connect his hand to them l'chab l'maim to receive the water. V'kugoyin where it's too much in behem ar baal ba. If it's not 4x4 tefachim be'lamat masar and it's beneath 10 tefachim. Yes, ben ar baal ba. But if the pipe itself has 4x4, if fully in behem ar baal ba, or even it's not 4x4, but then l'mal masar, but it's above 10 tefachim, then also then that would be forbidden.
So we said a person cannot stand in Rishos Rabim and connect his hand to the maschila, which we have said that the dish shows that picture. And says Mishmur, the same thing is not just his hand, but Kelly, like many times people put their mouth near there or some type of a bowl. He can't connect his hand to the gutter. And because you can lick my Magabe Kaisel, for sure, if he wants to catch the water from the wall itself, the usher, that's going to be forbidden. So he can't do this to the maschila, which what he says is this long pipe that's along the length of the roof, and it's within 3 tefachim, sivkat and gimel, but teich shleish tefachim near the roof. Pidush hamaschila menachas samach legag, meaning the gutter is placed near the roof, teich shleish tefachim within 3 handbreadths. So varmin love it, so we say love it. Therefore, v'shem gagalzev. So the name roof is on this gutter. Avikamaitim and agolus shazram. So it's taking it out from the roof, which is v'shem yachid, v'shem zaram. And in the even if the gutter itself is not 4 tefachim wide, it's forbidden to take from one domain to the other domain. Because it's, since it's within 3 tefachim, the gag, it's like the gag and it's forbidden. Whether it's above 10 tefachim or beneath 10 tefachim. But it's permitted to catch sivkat dal mina aver from the ear. Esamayim, the water shahayurim in the maschil that's coming down from the gutter. I mean, the gag from the roof. Because the aver shalamala masar, because the ear space that's above 10 tefachim, mokam tuhu, is an exempt area. And therefore, that's where he's catching it for. Like the Dirshu 2 brings the picture. He's catching it from the ear space. It's not right there. Now vimul lamata masar, and if he's beneath 10 tefachim, havishas ram, it's rishas ram. But yodli halu gam kibishas ram, and his hand is also in rishas ram. So he's catching it from the same domain that it's coming from. Siv cotton hay. We said even if his hand is teich shleishel maschil is within 3 tefachim of the gutter, could the lemin bezel love it? We don't say his hand is like connected to the gutter. Begam deloav akir memakam daladatz. Also picking it up from an area that's 4x4. Sharatina, he brings this out, so it sounds like from the Taz, according to what the Prima Gadam explains his words, it's a little bit pushing it, that it should be at least prohibited according to this reason. Sivka and Vav. Now what happens if Haisa Maschila Bahulu, if the gutter was protruding 3 tefachim away from the roof? As the Dirshu brings the picture, it's like it's not right connected to the gutter. So Sivkat and Vav. Maschila, what's this maschila? Nikratina hamunich l'arachakak. Like we said, it's this pipe that runs along the length of the roof, or gutter, but tina nikrat, it's called a tzinar. K'sho'imi b'tzad echem nagag, when it's on one side of the roof, ustamai boilit l'han harbe, and presumably it protrudes out a lot. K'desh lipa mayim ala kaisel. We don't want the water to pour, to fall on the wall. Sivkat and Zayins. Then yochel chabiyadu, then he could connect his hand to the gutter and receive the water. The kivim, because since Shabbat Shlesha, since it's 3 tefachim away, so lechashem kagag, it's not like the roof itself. So now you're not taking from Rishas Yochet to Rishas Ram. Sivkat and Chaz. For example, Sheim ben Mechulu, where it's now 4x4 and it's beneath 10 tefachim, lechashem makom tur. So now the gutter is an exempt area. Sivkat and Tas. But if yes ben Mechulu, but if it's 4x4, tava kakamla, that's like kakamla. So if cut and yud or afila im behem Mechulu, even if it's not 4x4. But it's behind the mal, but it's above 10 tefachim. It's going to be forbidden because the green gezrin megizera shem yibin rach ba'bal ba. Since it is at least above 10 tefachim, because that if it might also have the dimensions of 4x4, whatever shusid yachin, it's going to be a private domain. But also it's going to be forbidden. So therefore, now also, it's going to be forbidden. Be halacha, and the maschel v'yashna yarek. So a person should not stand in Rishas Ram and spit or urinate into Rishas HaYachad. So it's Lakmash Bruce of Kantas. Same thing is if he throws into the mouth of the furnace so it gets burnt, or into the mouth of the dog to eat it, his thought considers it, even though it's not really, but it'll give it the significance of a Makam Dal Tfacham Yigim Michaev. But if he throws on the sticks or something else, even where he's intentionally throwing it in that area, that wouldn't make it into Mokam Dal Tvachim, says Taisus. The Maschel B'Shus HaYachin says, so you shouldn't urinate or spit in Rishas Yachad or Kamlas. Don't stand in Rishas Ram and spit or urinate into Rishas Yachad or Kamlas. Same thing as if he's standing in Rishas HaYachad and urinating, and it rolls into Rishas Ram. So when you're urinating Rishas Ram and it rolls down into Rishas Yachad, it's also forbidden. However, if it rolls into a Karmelis, that would be permitted because they weren't Gezer Kaichai, which is not direct, but a person's force in a Karmelis, as the Ali Rabbi name of the Riyaz. Which Dirshu 7 brings actually Ramah later on, Simshon and Zayin, Mishabruba there, that a Karmelis that's in the city, they were Gezer also on Kaichai. The Masl Ruka V'chulu said his spit that was detached from his mouth and is ready to be sprayed. Some say don't walk Dalai Lama's Rosh Hashanah until you spit it. So Likmash Bursa Kodnyad Beis, Davka Behipach, when it was ready, turned around in the mouth. It's possible that's also the intent of the turn and the Shulchan Aruch, with what they write, Umuchan Lazark, it's ready to be sprayed. So don't walk Dalai Lama's Rosh Hashanah until you spit it. Says, I'm not sure if this is the Reis or the Rabbanah. Because they say that's similar to carrying a load on Shabbos. Nafkamin is regarding should be goes to this also in the Karmelis. However, in the back of the Buddha says Afrukai, etc., something that he's adding on to Tanakhama, that not only to spray the spittle from Rishus to Rishus is also, but even before it comes out of his mouth, it's also forbidden to transport a Dalai Lama. The same thing is to take it out from one Rishus to another Rishus. According to this, it sounds like the Rehuda, it's direct, and also in the Karmelis, similar to the Risha. Moreover, the fact that some Machlik Zabayin Ravam regarding Karmelis in the second Mishnah, the inference is that this Mishnah, according to everyone, is also even in the Karmelis. However, Ladin, he says you have to look into this, because since there are those who disagree and they hold that Ibn Rishas Ram, it's mutter, look at the Beis Yosef, you can rely on their sheet regarding Karmelis, and that's how the Graz, Shulchan Aruch Rav, is inclined. However, it would seem not to be leaned regarding this only by something that, according to everyone, is a Karmelis, for example, a Bik or a Karfif, but not in our Rishas Ram, where, according to many places, it is a biblical Rishas Ram, not to be leaned regarding walking with the spit in your mouth. The Maschel Turk Shlechet Tfachim said that. If it's 3 tefachim from the roof, then it's problematic. It has the halacha like the roof, the gutter. So look, Mishpura Sipkot and Beis, that's like being mitzvah from Rishas Yochad to Rishas Ram. Look at Beis Yosef, it brings the name of the Rambam. However, that there's only an Isser, not a Chiyuv, because the water doesn't rest over there, because it continues to flow. According to Rashi, it would be Issa D'oraisa. Look at Beit Yeshu, he's mafak regarding this, and he holds, even according to Rashi, no, there would not be, it wouldn't be in the Chiv Chatzis, because he's not doing any Akir over here. The Maskel Ulamat Ma'asara said that since it's within three Tefachim, it's like the roof, even if it's beneath 10 Tefachim, and even according to the Rambam that's permitted Lamat Ma'asara, Shechanach does not bring his opinion, because the opinion of Rashi, Tosin, the Rashi, and the Rashi, and the Ritva are all to be strange regarding this. The Maskel took Shleishul Maskela, that even if his hand is within three tefachim of the gutter, as long as the gutter is not within three tefachim of the roof, it's permitted. Look at the Taz that he brings, the opinion of Rabbi Yohanan that it's asur regarding such a case. Look at the Agra that he brings the source to the words of Shulchan Aruch from the Gizr Ben Chananel. Says, I also found that Avodah Zarah explicitly that it's lit regarding this. Also, Lashon Ritva and Rabbi Yerucham, it sounds like that not to be, that it shouldn't be forbidden, only if Davka, if he touches the opening of the pot, of the gutter, look over there. And therefore, whoever lies on the Torah Shulchan Aruch regarding this for sure doesn't really lose out. The Maskel Afilim Ben Abba said, but if it's 4x4, or even if it doesn't have 4x4, but Vehin Lamal Masara, but it's above 10 Tefachim, then it's going to be Asas. Like Mishra Rasib Kut and Yud that were Geyser, because of a place where, since it's above 10 Tefachim, and it also will have 4x4, then that's going to be a problem. Look at Beisayas, if according to the Rambam, it's permitted regarding this when it's above 10 Tefachim, because it's more than 3 Tefachim away from the roof. But the Shulchan Aruch goes, according to his reasoning, did it pass like Rashi and Tosis that are student regarding this, like we mentioned before? It's difficult in the words of Shulchan Aruch, why are we not going in all places by a beam that's not 4x4, that's standing with Shazram, to say it's forbidden to carry from it to Shazram because of Gezerah of when it will be 4x4? So maybe you could say that regarding this, we're more concerned because lower down there's no Mechitzis and you could become lenient regarding this, and therefore more Gezer over here. Some of the issues. Issue number 4. He said that the Vilna Gaon says that since this halacha that we say it's forbidden from Shus L'Shus, but Shus D'Arais is only because of a Suffolk, the Gemara ends up with a Teiko, you could be make it regarding a Karmelis, which is a Suffolk Drabun. Now the Gemara there has this doubt. When he's standing with Shus HaYachad, and his male organ is just Ram, and he urinates into Shus Ram. They go based on the Akira, which is just HaYachad, the Bas Yitzi, which is just Ram. In other words, his dis that's coming out of the body is that considered as Akira, even though it's still in the body? If that's the case, consider Akira and Shus HaYachad, or Akira is considered when it's coming out of the body. If that's the case, also the Akira is in Shus Ram. The Gaon writes, so since it's a suffix, if you make it a caramelist, like we said this already, that this is all in Rabban. Dish number 5. Someone went out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah and the spit was in his mouth, but didn't stop yet. Or he was walking Rosh Hashanah 4 amas when the spit in his mouth and they didn't stop. The Adafraim over here is not sure what to do, because if he spits, so he's doing Hanacha. And if he swallows, that's also Hanacha, according to what Tosafot says in Erev and Avchav. That swallowing the spit is considered anocha. Sefer Nesivos Shabbos, he brings name of Sefer Nefesh Chaya, that if he didn't stand yet, he should go back home. It would seem that he could also put it down in the Makom Tur, and if it's not possible, he should put it in a different Rosh Hashanah. If it's not possible, he should put it in the Karmelis, again, to be ma'at the Issa, to minimize the Issa. Issue number 6, someone goes out from one domain to another domain, he has leftover food between his teeth. Sefer Nefesh Shabbos is inclined to be matter because it's melacha shintzuk lagufa, it's also haitzah kalachayad, and there's no shir haitzah. He concludes, however, if he can clean out his teeth before he goes out to Rosh Ram, maybe it's appropriate to be stringent. However, the pinnim shalbazaman is that even Rosh Ram, you don't have to be stringent, only if he feels it and he can't tolerate it because it's disgusting that it's seen on the outside. And in such situations, it's possible it's considered like spit that got detached or like kicha benia that are ready to come out of the mouth. It remains with tzarach ilamaisa, but for those that have false teeth, and he adds on, however, it would seem that in the caramel is jumped to be cut. Particularly around this, and that's what's been in this Gorelitz. Addition number 5. We see from the words of Mr. Brewer, if the gutter is 4 tefachim wide, it has a lach like Rosh Hashanah, and even if goats could walk beneath it, does not nullify from it being called Rosh Hashanah. The reason, writes Magen Avraham, is because a pipe is considered Rosh Hashanah and Halach as a Chay Rosh Hashanah, like a crevice from Rosh Hashanah. And by crevices, there's no chasarin that goats could walk beneath it, even though generally you can't walk beneath a wall, which is what Rosh Hashanah would be, a separate domain. That's a brand in Shachanach and Sim Mishim Hei, Sip Tezain regarding a ziz, some type of a nail or something that's sticking out of the wall and has a window that's open to it, that platform is considered Shusar Yachad, even though you have animals walking beneath it. And the source is Tyson Erev Nafla Megillah Medav. That's Rabbi Kivayegeh and his Gilin HaShulchan Aruch where they quote. Now, according to Mark and Abraham, this that we needed that the pipe should be a width of 4 tefachim, even though Chayr Shusar Yachad doesn't need to be a width of 4 to be considered Shusar Yachad, because they combine to Shusar Yachad and secondary to it. The Anafraim over here explains there's to be Mechayev when you catch from the pipe. That should be biblical, because you're not being chayev only if you're being oiker from a place that's a width of 4 tefachim. Achzah Shekel asks on his words from this of the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that even if the tzinah is not width of 4 tefachim, it's also because the good is because of a tzinah that is width of 4 tefachim. So why you need this gezer, but rabbinically it's forbidden to be oiker even from a place that's not 4x4. He also asks on what Magen Mum writes, which Mishbur brings a zip code and test, that if the pipe is a width of 4x4 and it's not 10 tefachim high, it's a kamalas, not Rosh Hashanah. But Magavram holds in Simchim Mimhei, Sivkon Bez, and Mishbur brings it over there in Sivkon Yud, that Chayrim that are open up, the holes open up to Rosh Hashanah have Vavachal like Rosh Hashanah, even if they're beneath 10 tefachim, and even if they're not 4 tefachim wide. If that's the case, according to Magavram, that the tzinah is considered Rosh Hashanah and Allah is Chayrim Rosh Hashanah, then the pipe should have to be considered Rosh Hashanah even if it's not 10 tefachim high. The answer is that the pipe is not considered a chayv shas yachad mamish, because since it's not made only to receive the water and to let it go through it, that it shouldn't ruin the wall, it's not considered as fit for utility, and therefore it's dafke if it's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim high, then it needs to be considered as a shas yachad on its own. And then it helps that it's similar to chayv shas yachad, that it should not nullify if I meant the name of shas yachad, even though gedoyim aboykin tachtav, even though the animals go beneath it. When it's not 10 tefachim high, it's not 4 tefachim wide, then on its own it does not have a shem shas yachad, and then it's not called chayv shas yachad, and therefore it's no iser to receive from the water, only because it's gezer because of a pipe that would be 4 tefachim wide. On the other hand, the Prim Megodim holds that a pipe is considered Chayv Shas Yochad Mamish, and he writes that if it's not 4x4 tefachim, it's possible that there's no Issa Deraisa to pick up from it to Rosh Hashanah. And according to his words, like you have to know, like we mentioned before, why when the pipe is 4 tefachim wide, not 10 tefachim high, will it not have the halacha like Rosh Hashanah according to the Magen Ram? Ditch number 6, regarding if you need to have that the gutter should be near the window or the roof in less than 3 tefachim, then it's easy to have utility with it. So we find machlokes achreinim. The words of all the achreinim that were brought in the previous dirshu, we see that it's not considered as chayv shas yachad only when the pipe is close to the window or to the wall within 3 tefachim. The Bi'agra, the end of Shinun Gimel, he proves that if the pipe is 4x4 tefachim, then it has halacha as shas yachad, even when it's not near the window or to the roof within 3 tefachim. And he explains that halacha of chayv shas yachad does not apply over here, because the end of the pipe is far from the roof, more than 3 tefachim. The Rashi in Avodas HaKodesh writes that a wide board that's 4x4 tefachim that comes out of the wall, if it's 10 tefachim high, it's like Rosh Hashanah, even though you have animals walking beneath it. And the continuation of his words, he writes that a board that's not 4x4 tefachim, if it's near the top of the wall or a window within 3 tefachim and it does not stick out 3 tefachim, then it's qualified for a chayr Rosh Hashanah. But if it's more than 3 from tefachim from the roof or from the window, or that it sticks out more than 3, it's a makam tur. And see from his words that a board that's 4x4 tefachim and secondary to Rosh Hashanah is considered as chayr Rosh Hashanah, even though it's not near the window or the top of the wall. Nesh Mesodim quotes his words la halacha, not in Bria halacha, later on, Sim Shinun Gimel, Siv Beis, the Masav Chalon Abayis, Mesh Barubin, and Siv Kon Chaz. You see that if the hole is not near the window within 3 tefachim, it's a makam tur, the way the Vilna Gaon brings in Sim Shinun Mesav Design, that's also a pin of Tesis, him, and the name of the Yerushalmi.